Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
my dear devotees. Please listen with your heart wide open to the astonishing first meeting of Radha and Krishna. The Chandogya Upanishad, which builds part of the Samaveda, we hear the following prayer. For receiving the mercy of Krishna, I surrender unto his energy, Radha. And for receiving the mercy of his energy, I surrender unto Krishna. By worshipping Radha and Krishna, a practitioner becomes freed from all sinful reactions, and being fully satisfied, he goes to the eternal abode of the Lord. I think we all remember when Lord Krishna asked Radha to come with him to the material world, to be at his side when he would deliver the demons and encourage and support the devotees. Radha said, "No, I won't come to that place called the material world, because I don't want to see matter." Krishna asked her again and again, but she said, "I don't want to go to that prison house." And Krishna said, "Why not?" "Because I just can't imagine to be separated from you." Krishna said, "Don't worry. The first person you will see in this world is me, Krishna. And you will always see me in your heart. Will you now come?" "No," said Radha. "I cannot go anywhere else where there is no Govardhan and where is no Yamuna." Krishna smiled, being very satisfied with beautiful Radha, and said, "Govardhan and Yamuna, you have heard what Radha said. You please come down to the world, and then Radha will come." Then Krishna said, "Will you now come?" And Radha said, "Yes. If the first person I see is you, and if there is Govardhan and Yamuna, I will be there." Listen, how the meeting came about. We know the first meeting, that was when Krishna was a small boy and came to, at that time, Raval, the place where Radha was, and how Krishna was coming to Radharani's little bed where Radha was lying, totally blind, because she didn't want to see anyone except Krishna. And then when Krishna, as a little boy, pulled himself up the little bed in which Radha was, Radha opened her eyes and saw Krishna. But that was a brief meeting. There was another meeting. That was when Nanda Maharaj went with his little infant boy Krishna to the forest of Bandiravan to look how the cows were doing. By Lord Krishna's desire at that time, the sky became overcast with dark rain clouds, and a strong wind fearfully moved the new tamal and kadamba twigs in the breeze and made them fall. Then it became even more devastating. A deep and blinding darkness set over Braj. And the little boy Krishna, who had arranged all this, began to cry in Nanda's arm, giving fearful sounds. clutching his little darling boy, Krishna, to his heart, Nanda was thrown into a dilemma. Should he take little Krishna to the village of Braj, to Mother Yashoda, who would give him milk and bring all the fear away? Or should he go with Krishna and continue to look after the cows if the rain storm would come? Cows would be running all over Braj and very difficult to find. So, should he stay or should he go? That was the question. When he was in this dilemma, all of a sudden, Vrindavan filled the most amazing splendor. More effulgent than the effulgence of millions of suns. And then Nanda Maharaj, the king of the nine Nandas, saw Brishabhanu's beautiful daughter Shrimati Radharani. My dear devotees, Radha was fair colored, splendid as millions of moons, and dressed in blue garments. On her feet, tingling ankle bells. Nanda Maharaj was overwhelmed to see Radha's personal form as that of a grown-up adolescent girl. He was overwhelmed by the beauty and the presence of Radha and bowed down and said, I know you must be Radha. From the mouth of Garga Muni, I have heard a secret. My son, Srihari, is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you, O Radha, are his first beloved. Please, now where the clouds have frightened my little boy, take him home. Srimati Radharani was pleased. That's all she wanted. She wanted that little boy all for herself. Happily, she said, ask for a benediction, Nanda, for anything you wish. Even something which is impossible to attain. I am pleased by your sincere devotion. Nanda, no, it's very difficult for anyone to see me. My dear devotees, Raghavananda, imagine Radha would stand before you and said, ask even for an impossible blessing. What would you ask? Listen what Nanda Maharaj asked for. He asked for two blessings. He said, O Radha, if you are pleased, then let me have firm devotion for the lotus feet of you and Srihari. My second request is, let me have devotion for your devotees. Let me have their company. Let me have this millennium after millennium. My dear devotees, O knowers of Krishna conscious esoteric truths, this pastime happened in the material world. In the spiritual world, Krishna is in his eternal form of that of an adolescent. However, here in this world, he appears in a baby form and then grows to the adolescent's form. And there he stops. But at the moment when Radha took the infant Krishna in her hands, something special happened. Listen very carefully now. This is really nectarian. My dear devotees, at that moment, the spiritual ground came down from the realm of Goloka Vrindavan. Everything was all of a sudden golden, studded with rubies and many jewels. There, in the forest of Vrindavan, one could all of a sudden see beautiful desire trees and the river Jamuna, with jeweled bathing ghats and golden palaces. My dear devotees, there was Govardhan, made of the jewels with glistening golden peaks. Everything was becoming loud by the sound of maddened bees, and another full, so much bee sound. And the caves were there, and beautiful, swiftly flowing streams. Cooing peacocks, paravatas, and cuckoos, cuckoo, cuckoo. And everything was filled with the sweetness of spring. Vrindavan, only one season. Spring. Hare Krishna. This is our Vrindavan. Now, as Radha carried Krishna with great ecstasy in her arms, she wondered, why is he so small? At this moment, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who knows the desires in his devotee's heart for a loving exchange, became a teenage youth, splendid as a dark cloud, dressed in yellow garments, decorated with the Kustuba gem, holding a flute, and looking more enchanting than millions of Kamadevas, gods of love. My dear devotees, if you have to fall in love with Krishna. He looks really beautiful. The two transcendental lovers then decided to play marriage. They called down Brahma, who came on a swan, and there in the forest groves, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, played wonderful pastimes with his beloved. They were eating. They were walking from forest to forest. Together, they stopped at the bank of the Yamuna and kept looking at the beautiful, mind-enchanting Yamuna. And they looked at the many flowering vines, which were building nice little secret meeting places. They danced in the caves of the Govardhan Hill. They went to the lakes and the swiftly moving streams, rapids and waterfalls. And they went deep into the forest, where all the trees were bearing flowers and raining down flowers on Radha and Krishna. Playful Krishna, when he came to the Yamuna, became very restless. He put down his flute, looked at the 1,000-petaled lotus flower which Radharani always carries in her hand, and swiftly was stealing the 100,000-petaled lotus. Suddenly he dove into the Yamuna's water. Radha simply laughed and quickly took Lord Hari's flute, his stick, and his yellow cloth. Then Krishna from the Yamuna said,
give back my flute, I need the flute. But she mocked him and said, you first give back my lotus. In this way the divine couple enjoyed many pastimes. Krishna became Dira Lalita, a person who is very cunning, very clever, and youthful, and always expert in joking. Then Radharani sat down and said, I'm very tired. My decoration has fallen away. My flowers have fallen away. Now please decorate me. Krishna was in ecstasy. When it came time to decorate Radharani's foot with a red lining of alta, which is just a little bit above the soles, he thought, this color is so fortunate. It can stay at the foot of my beloved Radha, but I can't. I'm more unfortunate than this color. Then he thought, but there's something very special about me. I'm identical with my name. So when he was just finishing the decoration on Radha's foot, Lord Hari desired to be placed at the foot of Radha and therefore wrote with trembling hand his name Syam, knowing that now he would be in his name form at the foot of Radha. Radha noticed this and said, what decoration do you do on my foot? This is not right. Then they switched roles and it became Radha's turn to decorate Krishna with flowers on his ears, a flower crown, flower earrings. But Krishna suddenly and playfully abandoned his teenage form and again became an infant. He started crawling on the ground and was crying, up, 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 just as Nanda saw Krishna when he had given him to Radharani to take him back to the village to his mother. When Radharani saw Lord Hari in this way, she cried out, O Lord Hari, what has happened to you? Why do you show this illusory form to me? I want to decorate you with beautiful decorations, but you are just crying like a little baby. As despondent Radha wept, a voice from the sky said, So cham nurate ira mahukuru tvam manorataste bhavita hi paschat. O Radha, don't lament. I have promised you to meet you and be together. Know that in time your desire will be fulfilled. Now be happy and bring me to my mother. When Srimati Radharani heard this, she felt peace in her heart. She took Lord Hari and quickly went home to the house of Braja's queen. When she met Yashoda, she said, Your husband has given me this little boy. Yashoda was grateful. O Radha, daughter of King Brishabhanu, you are fortunate. When the sky was covered with clouds and my child became frightened in the forest, you protected him. May good fortune be upon you. Srimati Radharani, happily and greatly honored, then took permission from Mother Yashoda and slowly
returned home thinking, when will I meet this playful Krishna who transforms, who sometimes appears to his devotees, then disappears and makes them cry after him. When will he be together with me? My dear devotees, all you who hear this know that no sins will touch you because you hear this confidential narration. Anyone who either hears, reads silently, or recites aloud this auspicious and confidential narration will never be touched by sins. And he will meet Krishna very soon. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dear devotees, tomorrow we will hear how Srimati Radharani met Krishna to her heart's content. Before we all go and end our first retreat day, I would want to confidentially tell you why it is that Krishna sometimes apparently disappears from his devotees. There's something in his mind which you need to meditate about to understand tomorrow's discovery lecture. We all want to meet God, but God seems to run away when someone wants to meet him. Why? He does so because he wants to increase the love of his devotees. I would like to read to you a very beautiful little passage from the Krishna book. Krishna had disappeared from the gopis during the time of the Rasa dance. And they had gone to chase him, to find him. They had entered the deepest areas of the Vrindavan forest where not even the faintest moon ray reaches. Then they had understood, Krishna doesn't want to be found by us. And if we keep on searching for him, we press him to go deeper into the forest. Better we just go to the river of Jamuna and wait what our lover will do next. So they all went there, millions of gopis, and started to chant the names of Krishna, like Govinda and Madhava and Hari. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. This is what they chant always. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Finally, Krishna had appeared
before them,
and he told them,
"My dear friends,
you might be aggrieved by my words and acts, but you must know that sometimes I do not reciprocate my devotees' dealings with me. My devotees are very much attached to me, but sometimes I do not reciprocate," means something like answer, "their feelings properly, and I'm doing this to increase their love for me more and more. If I can very easily be approached by them, they might think, 'Oh, Krishna is so easily available.' So sometimes I do not respond. See, if a person has no money, but after some time accumulates some wealth and then loses it, he will think of the lost property 24 hours a day. Oh, Krishna doesn't want us to only think 5 minutes of him a day. That's his standard here, 24 hours. Similarly, in order to increase the love of my devotees, sometimes I appear to be lost to them, and instead of forgetting me, they feel their loving sentiments for me increase. My dear friends, do not think for a moment that I have been dealing with you as I do with ordinary devotees. No, I know what you are. You have forsaken all kinds of social and religious obligations. You have even given up all connections with your parents. Without caring for social convention and religious obligations, you have come to me and loved me. I'm so much obliged to you that I cannot treat you as ordinary devotees. Do not think that I was away from you. I was near to you. I was simply seeing how much you were anxious for me in my absence. So please do not try to find fault with me. Because you consider me so dear to you, kindly excuse me if I have done anything wrong. My dear devotees, on this japa retreat, when you chant, and you want to chant in a relationship to Krishna, you want Krishna to know that you really care for him, and still you remain maybe a little dry. Don't think that Krishna is not with you. No, in his own words, he does this to increase your love. And he wants to see how anxious you are for him, even in his absence. This is how you please him. By the sincere work on your japa during this retreat and also hopefully afterwards, you will please him. Look at your own selves. Then aren't you pleased when you hear that someone talked so well about you? Somewhere in America, you get a telephone call from America. You must be the biggest devotee. I met Yadu Nandan Maharaj, who talked about your qualities like anything. You must be very, very special. I would like to meet you. And he would think, wow, Yarunanda Maharaj. He may have a Spanish accent, but he is fantastic. You know, you would think like this. Your love will grow. So Krishna also, when you talk in his absence, then you're not Mr. or Mrs. Blissed out. If you keep your work and continue to talk about him, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this, then, my dear devotees, you will please the Lord beyond all measures. So having said this much, I request you to stay in touch. Tomorrow at the same time, 7 o'clock, we will hear the next movements of Krishna, which are really amazing. You will see how Krishna is not immediately meeting Radha, but he makes some arrangements. You will hear this most wonderful pastime, and your heart will be happy in Krishna consciousness. We are 10 minutes before our prescribed end, and what will we do? We will just sing for 5 more minutes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Goswami. He talks about himself. I want you to know there's a person, even though he has committed offenses, even though he is unqualified, and even though his intelligence is crooked, please give this person a small particle of your devotional service. O Radha, because the fresh butter of your heart is always melting in the splendor of your transcendental mercy, it is not proper for you to neglect this anguished person. This is taken from the prayer Sri Prarthana Padati from Rupa Goswami's Stavamala. I wish you a very restful night. Good conversations, maybe. Please keep this in mind. You need for a retreat a rested body and a rested mind. There are so many new impressions coming to you, so many issues come up. Your own relationship to Krishna is most private, but at the same time the most central thing which appears in this retreat. You need to be rested. It's very important. I'm very impressed by your devotional intensity and how serious you take to the work. I mean, after all, you have traveled a long time and you have paid sufficiently. It is natural that you are now wanting to make something out of it. Well, I sincerely want to request you, you should not exhaust your body and mind unnecessarily. Please just happily rest. Radhadesh is good for resting because it's in the midst of the jungle, forest. Please rest sufficiently. The time when we meet tomorrow is clear. It would be best if you, if you are rested by 4:30, fantastic. But I request you at the retreat facilitator to be there at 7:15 for the deity greetings latest. Or if some of you have to something else in their life, please be there for the discovery lecture latest, which starts 7:45, I believe. So something else you need to know? Yes, tomorrow we start a small, teeny-weeny Mona thing. We're preparing ourselves for our great day, which is Friday. Friday is your 64-ounce day, a memorable day in your life. So Mona means we will be silent tomorrow up till 7, what is it? Yes, the deity greeting. When was it again? 7:15. Hare Krishna. So please try it out. You will be more concentrated on chanting. Silent doesn't mean to not sing Sangsara Dhavana or all these things. Silent from all other sounds than the spiritual sounds. And of course a lot of Hare Krishna chanting. It will aid you. It will help you. Please avoid your email contacts. If you have to, absolutely do them. I know there are things which we just can't let wait. Then try to do them and tell everyone. But really bring them down so that you have... We want to separate from the outside world. That's what we are doing here. And we want to go very deep. And tomorrow is a very important day for our Japanese. See you all tomorrow. Good night, good rest, and Hare Krishna. Thank you, Haribo. Hare Krishna.